Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty. On a summer weekend Friday from Borgata. Wonderful to be with you, and we appreciate you joining us. A little John Lennon action here. Beat the Hammer. Not my style to be rude to others. I wasn't raised that way. But I am, you know, I opine.
I mean, once you're between the lines, I think, you know.
Well, yes, I'm like Doc. You know, I'm a whole different character, you know, when it's game day. And as someone who opines, I will opine by saying this comment. I don't feel on the prior hour, because Beat the Hammer is now about an hour and 15 minutes ago.
You're going to say you haven't gotten enough.
I didn't get nearly enough credit.
Fetted for your.
No,
win.
I mean,
come on.
Fet me more. I mean, Devin, you got to admit, like, you probably never conceived at a younger age that you could be near such greatness.
No. You know, I just never, and I don't never thought I could touch that level.
No.
And look, I still haven't, but just being able to work with you is close enough, Joe.
It was a good hammer. You got a good hammer performance today.
Well, someone came up during the break and said what a great
performance.
All right,
Elliot, when I said Morris as an answer, did you know who that is? You know that person's
first name? You still
know
who it is, yeah.
No, but I thought what was impressive.
I didn't know. Right on. He's like, no, but.
Yeah, no, of course I didn't. I didn't know any of those questions. But I do think what was impressive sitting next to you is just how quickly you just bam, 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 bam. It must have felt, you know, rough for.
That's true. Like you answer. I feel like a lot of times the questions can be like even when we did pop culture last week, Elliot, you experienced
when
it.
I basically
like your
won.
Brain can't process it fast enough. So I'm still processing it, and Joe already has an answer. It is impressive.
Oh boy. All right. Well, anyway,
was that enough for you?
Right, that stroke your
enough. Yeah. Enough.
It was okay.
I mean, you got a street sign.
I was going to say you got a sign today.
That's right.
Is that not enough?
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question relates to the Eagles and position battles, and which one intrigues people the most for training camp. The four choices: inside linebacker, cornerback, safety, and offensive guard. Elliot, you play the role of Richie today. Which spot do you think won this poll?
I think cornerback did.
It does. Mm. With what percentage?
Bam.
37%.
Whoa! Take that, Richie.
Making Richie look
like
that. A
me
fool.
And Joe on fire today.
All right, what's next?
I'm going to go safety.
It is. With which percent?
This is where math gets involved.
Is it what percent? What percent?
22%.
35%.
Pretty right. Close.
15% inside linebacker, 14% offensive guard. I actually think people got this wrong. I think the right answer is inside linebacker because of what it represents. Both with regard to whether Jahad Campbell will be ready for the season, what position he'll play, and the impact it'll have on N'Kobe Dean. I will feel really bad for N'Kobe Dean if he loses out on everything here because of the injury.
Oh, it's brutal.
Which maybe leads to Jahad Campbell getting drafted, and then maybe he just never gets his spot back.
Well, so, Elliot, this is a question for you. If Jahad Campbell isn't ready to start the season, mm-hmm. and N'Kobe Dean definitely won't be, who starts in that spot?
So I think I would place 90% on Trotter.
Yeah.
I would not cross off Smile Monson Jr., the linebacker out of Georgia. He got first team reps at the mandatory minicamp. Now, Bond wasn't practicing, and obviously N'Kobe and Jahd weren't either, so he was pretty far down. But he's ultra athletic. He played at Georgia. The team loves his football IQ. I think he would have a chance, but I think Trotter is the heavy favorite.
And which round was this Monson Jr.?
I feel like
fifth,
it was fourth.
I think.
Yeah, fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. Second poll question, is Superman a human? How do you think people voted, Elliot?
94% no.
17% wise.
So 83% no.
Correct.
Yeah, that's 83%. That's pretty high for a poll.
But you got to admit, I mean, you guys act like
wrong.
I'm the only one.
You were wrong.
But you guys act like I'm the only one out
there. I think I've made
but it doesn't
the best
matter.
Point
this is a right or
there.
Wrong. Like, there's a right answer and a wrong answer. Your answer's wrong. That's the only
Well, there's
take
no way to really know.
Well, it is all fictional.
I mean,
Google
no
it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's,
but, Joe, this is the point you should use. If two humans had a baby and he could fly, would we consider that baby human?
See, I don't think it's about flying. Like, it's about the fact that he's from another planet. Like, he's not from Earth. He's not a human. And he has superpowers. Like,
well, the
flying's
but
one
I'm
of
saying,
them.
The superpower
but that's one of, like,
the...
he also can't
yeah,
die.
Yeah, I think it's
like,
the fact that his parents aren't human and he's not human. That really
no, I think it's
me.
The fact that he looks exactly like a human.
Yeah, that
he's
is.
He's a humanoid. You've never heard of this before, dude? Like,
I honestly didn't know he was a humanoid.
I don't even know what a humanoid.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah
is
you're saying this
like
it's
a human,
like
but
a
it's not
casual.
Human. It's someone who looks like a human, but is not human.
Well, he is human. Like the guy in Terminator, the bad guy in T2, not human because you can get underneath and you see that it's head.
Yes,
now,
but that's
he looked
point.
Like
you're
a human.
You're talking about robotics
yes, but when
getting
they got
underneath.
Underneath.
Listen, you're talking about robotics, but the point is Superman's biology is different from a human. He is different on the inside.
Okay. I don't think so.
You're wrong. Like, 83 to 17, you're still like, well, I'm right. You sound like an idiot, dude. You sound so
Have we
stupid.
Seen the inside of Superman? I'm curious. I mean, is there an episode where it's
no,
like...
No, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, could you perform surgery
oh,
on...
Are we sure he looks different on the inside?
You'd have to ask Lois Lane. She's the only one that really...
I don't know how she would know.
That
but,
really yeah. kind of knows a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go to phones. Let's talk to JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Hey. Joe, how's it going? How's it going, Maria? How's it going, Celts? You guys, I want to thank you for such a great time on Wednesday.
Thank you. Wonderful seeing you, JP.
Joe, what are you thinking about? Superman is a human. Like, come on. Like, he's from a different planet. That makes you an alien. Like, no matter.
An alien can be a human.
And the other 17%
no.
people
No, they
are
can't. Definitionally, no.
Say it again, JP.
Then the other 17% are wrong with you.
I mean, listen, I know that's your opinion. I'm just amazed that you guys don't think an alien can be a human. It's stunning.
Because it's like saying a dog can be a human or an elephant.
Why do they call people from other countries illegal aliens?
They're human.
They're human. They're an illegal alien. It's a human.
But that's
I agree,
a different use of
humans.
The word alien.
It is. I will grant that. But, I mean, an alien can be a human.
No, an alien in the sense you're talking about cannot be a human.
I disagree.
If an alien came from... Well, I know what you'll say.
Guys, we're an alien for the people from a different galaxy.
Correct.
We're aliens, and we're humans.
I mean, when two people are humans who have a baby that
so
can
dumb.
Fly, that's called a mutant. That's called a mutant. When you're from another planet, you're an alien.
This is like the Billy Sorry. Madison, everyone in this room is dumber for having listened to it type of thing here.
JP, it was fun at the game, man. It was great meeting you the other day.
It was. And you know what? I know it's been a couple weeks since I've called. Like, I'm really not sold on them yet. Like, do I think they could still make the playoff? Yet, but I don't see them winning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
World Series playing like this.
Well, playing like this, no. They'd have to play better. And these guys can. We don't know that they will. JP, give me a great answer, man. Combination of a TV and movie role.
You actually inspired me, Joe. So I'm going in reverse. I'm going to go Will Smith as an actor in 2001 Ali. And then on TV, I'm going to go 2022 with the slap heard around the world.
Well, no, I was joking with that. That ain't going to win. But, JP, appreciate the phone call.
I'm surprised no one has said what I would consider Will Smith's most famous movie.
All right, go for it. Just say it.
Men in Black.
So I don't think it's his most famous movie. It's up there. It's one of the three. I think it's Independence Day or Bad Boys.
Well, I thought I Am Legend would be a top three, too.
No, that's not the same level as those.
Really? See, yeah. I would put that above Bad Boys.
It might be.
No, it's not box office-wise.
I would not put it above Bad Boys.
Yeah, I think Bad Boys, Mike Lowry is the only other Muhammad Ali being Muhammad Ali, but character names, Mike Lowry is the only one that I have always known that like stuck.
What about Hancock?
Sure, I mean, Wild it's Wild the movie, but it's
Wild
Wild
West.
Good movie.
Wild Wild West.
I used to love that Wild Wild West song.
Did you?
Everywhere.
Stevie
that
Wonder song
yeah.
that he sampled.
Oh, is it? Wow. Oh yeah, you're right.
Elliot, what were you like when you were like 15? You had to be a world-class dork.
No, I was very cool at 15.
Don't lie. Don't
3XL
lie.
White tees, backwards hats.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Not cool.
That's
where do you go
cool.
to high school?
Central.
Central, like
high
is that?
School. Yeah.
Central,
yeah.
Devin. Central.
So, in Devin's defense, whenever
Devin,
I say Central.
Learn your Philadelphia.
Well, come on.
But if you don't know, I grew up in the city. Whenever I say Central, I think I need to give more
Yeah, like
detail.
Central what?
No.
The
no,
public
no.
Central
yeah.
Bucks
yeah.
County?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, Central works. It's good enough. All right, I'll tell you what also works, and I think it's going to be a great one this week. That's my guess, is the drop of the week, which is sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, I'm expecting a lot this week. Let's crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski?
Of the week.
Did it fall?
Because, James, isn't some of that Fritz nonsense in this thing?
Oh, yeah, it's in here. We got some stuff.
Okay. Because I think it has the chance. Listen, if I win against Fritz, I think his bow out a couple weeks ago, or they're not bow out, I think it could win drop of the year for how nonsensically...
Yeah, oh, you're right. The way he
weak ass
sure.
it was.
Yep.
Weak ass. Let's listen to Boban and Morse. Seltzer, take it away.
Weak ass. All right.
No, listen, seriously.
No, I don't disagree. I'm not. It was just funny the way you said it. All right, let's dive in. Speaking of, sometimes we laugh at silly words and things that are said. Here's a bunch of children talking about Dick Van Dyke.
As I will say, Dick Van Dyke does not come up much on the show.
Very rarely.
You think?
I mean,
but
unless you say it.
But that's
I don't think it
important
ever comes
to note.
And you know
there's
what context it normally comes up in, right?
Sure do, buddy.
Yeah. John, do you want to say the context?
We already know because you're pointing it out and you have this strange genital fixation.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm.
I mean, it's like a twofer. I mean, it's like there's a lot in there. There's a van.
There's a lot in there.
There's a van. There's a van.
There's a lot in there.
lot to unpack.
All right. Well, we continue to be children as we talk about Casanova and Dr. Ruth.
So I guess he was good with the ladies, and I guess Dr. Ruth could have evaluated his capabilities.
She would have said, keep doing what you're doing,
Casanova. I would suppose so. She might even say, slide on over here for a moment. All right. I always wondered that about Dr. Ruth.
How frisky did she get?
Right? You know what I mean?
I would think pretty frisky. Right?
So, Elliot, I'm glad you know who Dr. Ruth is.
I do, yeah.
Devin,
yeah,
do you
too.
Know who Dr. Ruth was?
A sex therapist?
So this
therapist?
Is a no. She's figuring it out via context.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm Googling centralized. No, I'm still stuck on where Elliot went to high school. No, I was in that day, so you told me. She's sex psychologist.
She was famous as like the sex... how would you describe her? The sexologist.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question, but was she always old when she was famous, or did she?
Like, don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question, Elliot.
My whole life she was famous, but I mean, I don't think it was when she was 25.
That's
but
what I mean.
Somewhere
yeah.
along the line, she became famous for being a sex expert.
Well, I guess in theory, it? You would have to be. You'd have to have experience. Like, you would think you'd be older to have more experience.
Yeah, but we don't even know that it was, like, based on her. It was more like the evaluation of others and, like, the psychology of it all. It was a very unique thing she rose to that.
Do you remember the show Masters of Sex?
A little bit, yeah.
We got to keep rolling
Is
here.
That what she is based off of?
I don't know.
Or, like,
no
the character?
Idea.
I don't even know the show.
There's Kinsey. There's a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah, James, we can extend the segment, so take the time you need.
All right,
we got time.
Good.
Go ahead.
To know. All right, well, let's keep it rolling, Joe, with maybe the worst impression you've ever given up there.
Clint looked at the bad guy and said, every man's got to know his limitations.
Oh, my God. And do you know yours? That was your Clint Eastwood impression.
That was bad.
That's so bad. I mean, I'm embarrassed for me, for my family, for the city of Philadelphia, for our state and nation, that came out of my mouth. That's horrible.
A lot of your impressions are just the same voice.
Yeah, but that was really bad. Every man's got to know his limitations.
That's so good.
Horrible.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We're getting to the Jack vs. Joe portion of Drop of the Week. Let's start off. This happened before the Jack vs. Joe thing, but if anyone is listening and wondering where Joe gets his insane level of confidence when it comes to athleticism, here's where. Where's the confidence come from is what Andy's asking.
Honestly, probably when I was 8 years old and I was running rings around people. Right? I mean, if you're asking the question... Like, it's when I was 8.
It's from being a stud at the age of 8.
I mean, that's what when I say natural athleticism, that's what I'm talking. I was at coordination.
God, I can't believe it.
And, but then I was I'm good. Like, I proved it, and now I'll move on to other things. And that's what I did.
It's true.
So I heard this, and I 100% agree with you. Thank like, you. That's where my confidence comes from.
Oh, wow.
When I was
what a
younger,
shock. The two most irrationally confident people at the station.
I went out there for the seventh grade basketball team, made it, no problem. Yeah. Then I quit. But I made it, so I got that confidence.
Totally.
Soccer, I was the man. So
honestly, this is the funniest thing ever because you two are the most ridiculous.
Elliot, I made the eighth grade basketball team in sixth grade.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got it. I'm good.
I don't know how you wouldn't have confidence after that. Those are formative years.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
This is so good. This makes so much sense. I'm so happy to know this. Yes, you guys didn't get to the point where you're like, oh, I'm not the fastest person. That guy's faster than me because you keep playing sports. You're like, wow.
No. Once I believed in myself, I never said
I was good. I'm not the best. Okay, good. Let's keep it rolling. You mentioned it before. I mean, he's my guy. I love Jack. This was pretty disappointing.
I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
What a loser. What a total freaking loser. All right, well, that's in the front runner for now. We'll see where it goes, but that obviously...
Wow, that was within the last week? That
well,
like
no, we haven't done this for a couple weeks.
Oh, last week.
James was off. I think I was off one day, and so here we go. All right.
He tweeted he's feeling good about his arm.
I was here. You were off last week.
Gotcha. Whoever was. All right, keep going, James.
All right, let's keep it rolling. There were many, many, many examples of you saying... inflammatory things about Jack Fritz after he made that comment. I'll just give a little taste.
I knew he was soft, and I said that many times. And he's got that element where there's no doubt in my mind if I get in front of him in certain games, he might cry. Like he's got that. He's got that in him. Well, it's true.
You love to bring up these guys. Elliot's with you on this, by the way.
I could hear the adrenaline coursing through your body. Yeah. Like, that was the first day where I thought you could win.
Listen, a big part of why I think I will win is because of that, the competitive edge.
See, that's why I think you shouldn't concede in golf as much as you do. Golf is one of the most mental
sports. I'm not conceding. I'm just saying it's probably the thing he's better at than me.
But
by
it's also the biggest
margin.
Mental thing.
It is. And listen, all you got to do
is them. It is the most mental game.
If your whole argument is mental, that is the most mental sport of the five.
This is a good point by Elliot. I mean, you're going to lose golf, but this is a good point.
Well, he might not. If you truly have a mental edge and you have a chance in golf.
Trust me, I'll be ready to compete. Trust that.
I know. I believe it.
I mean, I'm not kidding. By the way, this all better be on... What do they call that? FaceTime, or what do they call that thing?
FaceTime?
This is very Bill Belichick.
Facebook Live? What is that thing? Facebook Live, right?
YouTube. The camera staring right at us.
YouTube.
Put it on YouTube.
I want it'll be streamed.
Now, what's going to be hard?
I don't think Facebook Live has been a thing since,
I think it exists
like,
anymore.
Yeah. 2-3 years ago we did that.
It's like 2016.
Jack and me competed in baseball on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I beat him.
But the only problem is the cursing element. Like, if kids are watching, because I'm a natural cursor off air, and especially if I'm competing, especially if I'm frustrated. So, like...
Well, so golf is hard, but for, like, basketball, for, like, the running, I feel like we should have people call it, like, a live game.
Yeah,
like
play-by-play.
Play-by-play and a color person.
Wow.
I can do sideline.
I was going to say, I'm down to do it. The color commentary.
That's interesting. And I still need someone
to get Meryl Reese.
Someone get Steve Javy. But your idea is not bad, Devin. We could actually have real announcers.
We should make it happen. Yeah. At least for some of them. Like, golf is hard. It's
should we get Zumoff? Zumoff's retired. Lives in the area.
Mark. He'd be a good one. For Zumoff, get him for basketball.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd
locking
be
all windows and doors.
Yeah, we
when
should
it's
do
one
this.
Nothing.
This isn't
15
a bad
minutes
idea.
In.
I don't hate this. All right, let's keep it
rolling.
Be like,
because these guys are on the seesaw.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. You basically, and everyone else. To be fair, it was you and the WIP listening audience. Shame, Jack. He is gonna throw.
I will rip my bicep off the bone. If it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like, I don't
That's
care.
That's my guy!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch, up and in. Like, I don't, like, I.
Yes!
I'm going to stuff That's this little runt in a locker.
I got to give Jack credit. That was a rant. It was a good rant.
Did that motivate you here and there?
I mean, it's a joke. You got muscles
told you,
in 24
poke
hours.
The bear. You mean, poked the bear.
Oh, let me tell you something,
poke
man.
The bear.
He ain't no bear. He's a little bunny. A little bunny.
He's
like that scene in Swingers, Vince Vaughn and the bunny. He's the bunny.
One more. You had a pretty funny line after Jack decided he was going to pitch again.
Whack away, compliment him.
When you do two about faces, what is that? Is there a word for it?
Yeah, flip and flop.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That is true.
That's really good.
Back credit where it is.
What it is.
And then one more. We got to hear the hammer ending. Pat Gillick traded Jim Thome to the White Sox for two future National League All-Stars. Name one of them.
Rowand.
Bang! Whoa. Hammer! Being Hammer! And I don't even have to ask if Andy from Denver went 5-for-5. He's not the man to do it! Hammer! It's what you do! It's what I do! And it's why I got 286, and Andy from Deptford just got a big old L. Andy, I'm not even going to ask Seltzer. I'm going to ask you. How many did you get right, loser?
I ain't no loser, cuz, but big old donut.
You got zero.
Yeah. You didn't get zero right. You got them all wrong.
Yeah, man.
Frickin' turd.
I can't believe you went turd.
He's not the man to do it. It's a great line. That was well done.
Problem is, it can be perceived as chauvinistic these days.
Yeah, man.
Frickin' turd.
Not chauvinistic. It was
really great. That was a good one. I like, too, that for once you didn't say how many you got. You just went for it. And I appreciated that.
Yeah. Look, I'm voting for Fritz's bow out because to me it's emblematic of the fact that he's going to lose this thing. I will admit his comeback
was
good.
Yeah, I was going to go that one.
It was good. The comeback was good.
But the bow out was the most notable. Devin, which you vote for?
I mean, the bow out was pretty good. But your hammer celebration needs an honorable mention, though.
I agree. I think that hammer celebration.
What about flip and flop? I thought flip and flop.
Flip and flop. The hammer celebration is the best one we've gotten in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear me. You literally gave me a jump scare.
Like the first time you yell, you can hear it here. Hold on. Devin goes, whoa. Here, hold on.
Bang!
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a heart attack.
All right. 5 for 5 in the Hammerway sign era. Right.
Fair enough. And with that, maybe that won. Okay. Well, I still vote for Fritz, but it is what it is. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the drop of the week. How great is this? Fire you up for a weekend.
Great. It's so great.
Fire you up on a Friday morning.
It's your hype song here?
Oh, it's one of them. This is good. All right, let's fire you up for the weekend, not only with this song, but the Got It Door and Window of the Weekend for a summer weekend. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got It Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GOT-IT, or visit goguida.com. Weekend, well, obviously the Phils, new series against the Blue Jays, who I got to kind of blast Major League Baseball, not blast, but rip. Major League Baseball a little bit. I mean, didn't the Phillies just play the Blue Jays?
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Right? I mean, come on. I mean, especially when it's the type of team you just don't play that often. Spread it out.
Agreed.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. It's not compelling, too.
It's not.
We just saw him play the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I mean, it like just happened. So anyway, Phillies, Blue Jays. Look, big weekend for Daryl Morey. You know, there's not many days left to the NBA draft, so it's hunker down time to really figure out, you know, what's going to happen with pick 3, to keep it, to trade it, to move up, to move down. We'll see. And then, of course, the NBA and NHL finals. So both those series, you know, very competitive, 1-2-1, the other 2-2.
1994, by the way, was the last time that both NHL and NBA finals went 7 games in the same year.
Well, how about the fact that New York was involved in both?
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that, Joe.
Oh, yeah, James. They were living and dying.
Yeah, good call. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right. Of course. Yeah.
That was like 50 wild days in New York.
Could you imagine the Sixers and the Flyers in the same time going to game seven?
Hold on, Elliot. You do know about 1980, right?
No, I'm saying both going to game seven. Like,
oh, well, yeah. But do you know about 1980?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Yes. I know. It's a fair question. Okay. It is. But, yeah, I'm saying both go to seven.
Yeah, no, it would be amazing if that happened, where they both go to seven. And then also the U.S. Open, Goff U.S. Open. So all of it happened this weekend.
Would you trade quickly, because you brought up Sixers a few times, would you trade the number 3 pick for Kevin Durant?
No.
I would not either.
No, you can't.
I think it'd be such a mistake.
Correct.
Yeah.
Can't do it with Joel at this stage.
Yep, and he's on a 1-year deal. So you Durant is. So.
Yeah, the answer is
there's just rumors
not.
There. That yeah.
What about if you could put together a package with the 3 and something else for Giannis?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't blame him for doing it.
Oh, I would do that, James. I mean,
I might do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, he could still be a top player for the next 6 years.
This team needs a reset. I'm not going all back in and trying to win right away.
No, I agree.
You know, and that's what Giannis does. And also,
no, but Giannis also represents you could have him for a long time.
You could have him for like 4 more years.
Well, you might have him for 7 more years.
He's 30.
So Durant's 35 or whatever.
Right. 34. I mean, I think Durant's a more skilled player than Giannis. I think Giannis's game is based more
Durant,
on
his Durant at his best was better than Giannis at his
best.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
But Durant also, you know, like I'm still waiting for that guy to win a title. Because joining Golden State don't count. You can't join a team that won 73 games and won a championship in the preceding 2 years.
Well,
championship 1 year, 73 games the next year. And I mean, the guy's still searching for his first ring.
Well, and with the, that's a bad take, right?
I mean,
you're just dropping it. But, I mean, he was the best player on
off that
team.
Take.
Teams don't really win by trading for older players anymore. When's the last NBA team to trade for a guy that's like 30 plus and then win a title? I can't think of
one. Well, and I feel like this final series is proving that you don't necessarily need like the big superstar to lead you there. I
think it's been a change into the guard in the NBA.
Because
I need
deep.
One. Though.
The league's so deep now. There's so many players.
You do need
I think it will swing back, but I am struck the last 6 to 7 years. It's been a whole different model. It really has. Yeah. Let's listen to Steve Spagnuolo. Nice compliment to Jalen Hurts. And one of the great things Jalen brings to the table is the Eagles quarterback. Here's Spags the other day.
Third down to me. I love third down. We take a lot of pride in third down. And to me, when you can win third down, you got a pretty good chance of keeping the points low. When you win third down on offense, you're going to score points. And when you add to defending on third down that the quarterback can pick it up with his legs for 7 or 8, that makes it really hard. Because there's certain things you can't do and open up a lane for Josh Allen to take off and get eight. Or, you know, Jalen did it in the Super Bowl. I thought we had really good coverage. You know, you get the perfect coverage, but he finds a pass rush lane and boom, he's a first down because he gets it with his legs. Those are the challenging guys.
That's a big part of what Jalen does. It's a big part of his game. By the way, that audio courtesy of the Kelsey's podcast, New Heights.
I think there's a good chance the Eagles as a franchise will never have it better at quarterback than they do right now with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Well, I don't think it will be. He's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. He's currently the Super Bowl MVP. He's one of the faces of the league. He's young. I don't know how it gets better. You can point to flaws in his game, but every quarterback that's going to be here is going
he
to
carries
have flaws.
Himself a great way.
Yeah,
like,
I
the face of the franchise type person.
Here we go. Here comes Seltzer. Here
I just don't know how much better it could get. One. Yeah,
what I don't would know. Make it could get better. I don't know.
Well, they won the Super Bowl. I'll tackle that another show.
Yeah. You're not dragging me into that nonsense.
They won the Super Bowl.
Listen, credit to him for having a great end of the season, but I want to see him be a lot better more consistently.
I think that's fair of all players.
That's my statement. Let's go to Jason in Reading. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I have a question. I know we're deep in the season.
Yeah.
How long do you take it to you realize that maybe Topper might be a problem?
Look, it's on the table. In my opinion, Jason, it's on the table. I think you've got about a two-month window if you're going to make a change within this season moving forward. I think the next month is going to be pretty key. I don't expect him to get fired, but if they were not to – you know, really be supercharged at some point, he could be.
Yeah, okay. And then I do have an answer for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so how about we go with Woody Boyd from Cheers?
Yep.
And Mickey Knox from Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. I don't think it's haymaker, but, you know, Woody Harrelson obviously was some... I walked out of Natural Born Killers. I hated it.
Oh, really?
It.
So I think it's a
walking
very...
out of a movie is a bold
So Natural Born Killers is like an it's like a very trippy movie at times. I agree with you. But the stuff that's great in that movie is like super duper great. Like the stuff in jail with you walked out. But the stuff in jail with Robert Downey Jr. and stuff is like phenomenally entertaining.
James, let me ask you this question. I've walked out of seven. But James, let me ask you
seven.
This.
Wow.
I've only walked out of one.
Yeah, one.
James, let me ask you this question. Because Devin and I are both borderline amazed sometimes with your either your knowledge of movies or your belief in your knowledge of movies. Mm. All right. So, here's the question.
Both can be true.
What's the biggest movie you haven't seen? Because it does seem like you've seen everything. So what happened?
Oh, yeah. So it's some of the older stuff. Like, I've never seen Deer Hunter. That's a pretty big one on my list. I've never seen it. It's just like
what year is that?
1978, 70s. I want to say 79, somewhere in there. Yeah. It's that's one of those where it's like I need 3 hours to sit down and say, all right, I'm in the mood for Deer Hunter. I haven't gotten there yet.
By the way, that's a hell of a movie to be in the mood for. Because
that's my point. I know enough about Deer Hunter to know that it's got to be the right mood for that movie.
Right.
So, like, there are a few like that. Some of the older, like, classics. I haven't seen, like, On the Waterfront and stuff like that. But it's mostly stuff like that.
You know, it's interesting that you shame me and Devin for not seeing older movies. And all the ones you're bringing up are older movies to you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
To James, I'm saying. Like the movies you're talking about were
On the Waterfront's from the 50s, man.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. That's
like
an older movie.
Well, that's way older. That's not like 70s much. Yeah.
But I haven't seen it happen one night from 1934. I'm trying to get there.
I know I get that too. All right, let's go to Jeff in Levittown. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say I'm kind of on Elliot's wavelength with the Phillies. Like, I'm not really all in for this. Like, I know they can make
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To run, and we know they might, but we also know what they do when they get into these situations, and it usually ends up the same. So I'm ready to just move on from some of these guys and get new blood in here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, it's been an amazing run with this team, but the run is likely over, and now it's time to focus on the next run with this team.
Yeah, correct. And Superman, by the way, let me just set this straight, is a humanoid. He's not a human. He's a humanoid. Any alien that looks
just drop that noid thing, whatever that noid thing is.
Human being in humanoid kind of supports Joe's point.
Yeah,
this humanoid thing is irrelevant to me.
It's an alien that looks like a human.
Yes. The definition of a humanoid is a non-human creature or being with characteristics such as the ability to walk. Merriam-Webster Dictionary,
You just make up nonsense.
It's in the dictionary, dude. I'm not making it up. Google it yourself.
I'm surprised the dictionary has a humanoid term for this.
Jeff, was Christopher Reeve a human?
In real life,
did he play Superman? Play Superman?
Stop, this is dumb.
He plays Superman, but in real life he's a human, but not in Superman. Human. The movie, he's not.
Hence, Superman human.
Again, everyone's told you you're wrong, and you're like, no, you're all wrong.
Elliot was intrigued by that one, right?
Joe's good at making his argument. I'll say that. You're wrong, but I think you're good at it.
Because you both make arguments the same way.
Yes,
you just
that's the point.
Refuse to take in any opposing
argument. Elliot is mini Joe, and that's why he's intrigued by your arguments.
Well, I don't know about mini.
Jeff, what do you got?
Actually impressive.
Jeff, what do you got on the Phillies?
Oh, the Phillies, that's what I was talking about. I'm ready to move on with the group. And,
all right, well, I'm not, but fair enough. Give me an answer, bud, for a TV role and a movie role, same actor.
All right, how about Winona Ryder, Delia Deep, Beetlejuice, and Joyce Byers in Stranger Things?
Wow. It's a fun answer.
That's a really good one.
I like that.
Creative, too, I feel like.
Going to the younger show. So, speaking of younger shows, like Costner wasn't said. That could have been said.
Costner could have been a big one.
So, which movie would you go with, James? So you go Yellowstone and then which movie?
Man, I know
so
like,
many good ones.
Dances. I wouldn't go Dances with Wolves, but I know that's a big one. Field of Dreams, maybe.
Maybe.
I'd go Field of Dreams.
Crash Davis is a pretty big character.
Yeah.
JFK. Those are the ones that jump right to my mind.
There's some big. There are so many big answers that weren't said today. So.
Well, we still have more callers. I don't know if you're
about
to.
So what we didn't get into that was a fertile ground and I was waiting for was the Saturday Night Live thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
See, because then you could have gone Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
You know what? I don't think that even crossed my mind.
Well, it didn't me either, but they are characters.
Of course it's not like it's multiple TV show characters.
Right, but it's kind of stand-up.
And you're
know.
Playing yourself in a way.
Not stand-up
no,
completely.
Not. Eddie Murphy played Gumby, and he played
Eddie
Wonder.
Right,
he played all these people, I don't know.
I just think it's different than playing a character on a multi-season TV show.
Well, it is. All right, interesting. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
the time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. It's booming, guys. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Okay, Gio, I'm going to put this argument to rest. Superman is a Kryptonian from the planet Krypton. He got his powers by coming to Earth with the sun. His DNA was changed. He lives on Earth as a Kryptonian.
Yeah, you didn't convince me of anything.
People Andy made this from Deptford point, yeah. Went from live and hot to comatose and frigid in the span of 30 seconds. He's a loser.
Well, he was a loser even before that call. He became a bigger loser with that call.
See, this is why everybody taps the brakes with Joe to camera, because he can't figure out chicken wings or frog legs. Superman was humanoid. He was similar and looked like a human, but he was not a human. It's simple, Joe. Figure it out. You're good at trivia. You're not good at normal common sense.
Yeah, but you guys are just making up some term now, whatever this humanoid. That's not
yes, the dictionary made it up.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it. Hey, Joe. Yeah, Superman, human, you know, you're talking out of Uranus.
Not bad. This one really seemed to bug people today.
Because you're like, it's like hitting our head against the wall. Like, you're wrong, and no matter how many people provide points to you for why you're wrong, you're just like, well, you're wrong, you're an idiot. Like, it's like hitting our head against the wall. Like, it's infuriating. That's why.
And don't hit your head against the wall.
The comic book people are getting very mad about it. Really, I will say that one caller that called up specifically for this was very worked up.
Here's the thing, though. Joe, you have
not yet, everyone. 17% of people think
okay,
I'm right
on Twitter. You have yet to have a human call up and say, 17%. "Yeah, Joe's right."
So, what do you think? They're bots.
Have any humanoids called up?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-2500.
So we need a date for this golf thing, me and Fritz.
Yeah, I would say so.
I have given 5 dates to the radio station. I am waiting a response.
Has Jack given dates?
I would assume.
All right.
So is golf is happening first?
Golf is first because there's no fear of injury. Yeah.
And then what's after that?
After that is tennis, because the points will be short enough that I'm not worried about injury.
Surprised we picked tennis as one of them.
So is running last? Because that's
running is fourth.
No football?
Okay. Basketball's last.
Basketball's last.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised there's no football for a station that almost exclusively talks
football.
Well,
it's hard to do one-on-one football.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it's hard to do one-on-one.
Elliot, what's your prediction out of the 5? How many does he win? How many do I win?
I think it's going to be 3-2, and I would probably pick Jack.
Devin?
Ooh.
What do you got?
4-1, Jack.
James, you still sticking on 5-0?
No, I think you're going to get one. I think it's 4-1, Jack, now.
Which one do you think I get?
I think, honestly, I think you might get baseball.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to win baseball. All I got to do is get, like, one hit.
I just think he's going to walk you.
He's going to walk me and plug me.
I think you could get baseball. I think you'll get tennis. I don't know tennis. Yeah. I don't know either of your tennis games, but I could just see you getting tennis.
I'm going to win that, and I'm going to go up there in baseball, Ricky Henderson style. I'm going to be so
leaning in.
The issue,
crouching over the plate.
Crouching over the plate.
Yeah, that's good.
You will not win running, so you have to win other ones. That in basketball, I think you have the least chance in.
Yeah. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for combination of TV role and movie role. So Will Smith, Fresh Prince, and Independence Day is
a
big answer.
One.
Winona Ryder there at the end. That got you guys all a flutter. Robin Williams, Mork and Mindy in Good Morning Vietnam. We've got Will Smith with Ali and with a slap. That don't count. Woody Harrelson, obviously from Cheers and Natural Born Killer. Jim Carrey in Living Color and Dumb and Dumber. Bruce Willis, Moonlighting and Pulp Fiction. Wrong movie. Die Hard and Moonlighting, the right movie. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, and Usual Suspects. What are we doing here?
So my vote is pretty firmly for Will Smith.
So is mine.
Yeah.
I like Winona Ryder, but I can go with Will Smith.
I like Bruce Willis, Moonlighting, and Die Hard. So Will Smith's going to win. And look, Will Smith's a very worthy answer.
Yeah. I'm surprised none of us took it.
Barry, you have won, sir, with the Fresh Prince and Independence Day. Tremendous answer. Credit to Philadelphia's own Will Smith. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend. Phillies and the Blue Jays, obviously the game's here on WIP. We shall be back on Monday. Looking forward to that. Thank you to Elliot for filling in for John.
Thanks for having me.
John and Rhea will both be back on Monday, I think. I don't know. Who knows what the schedules are. But we'll all be back together at some point. Have a great rest of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.